Hello, doctor. I guess I'll begin with telling you what I'm here for. Well, honestly, I'm not really sure how to tell you. It's a bit embarrassing to talk about. I can tell you anything? You promise you won't judge me? Well, I guess I'll have to tell you anyways if I want you to help me, right? You see, sometimes when my boyfriend goes down on me, or when he fingers me, and it just feels so good, I just can't help myself. I squirt, and it's just so embarrassing. I can feel it coming, but it's just too good, so I can't stop myself. What it feels like? Well, it's hard to explain. It's kind of like every fiber on my body is buzzing. Like, it's not even mine to control anymore. And then when it reaches the point where I just can't take it anymore, I just let go. And then it's like fireworks and warmth and just amazing. Until I realize that I've gotten the whole bed wet, that is. No, I don't want your help to stop myself from coming. I like to come. I like it a lot, in fact. The truth is, my boyfriend doesn't really like it when I squirt, and I don't want to fight with him about it anymore. You think you can help me? Oh my god, that's great. Thank you so much. You want to start with an exam? Yeah, of course. Just tell me what to do. Do you have a gown for me to change into, or... To be honest, I feel a bit weird getting naked in front of you. No, I'm not implying anything like that. No, of course not. Yeah, I realize that you've seen hundreds of naked bodies before. It's just... No, of course, I understand. It's all professional. No, don't trouble yourself. I was just being silly. It's no problem. I can undress here, you know, in front of you. So, what do you need me to do? Do I just lay down here on the cot? On my stomach? Okay. No, yeah, if that's how I get the best visual, then of course. Let me just get down. Relax? Oh, yeah, I can relax. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be so tense. It's just, it feels a bit weird. I'll try to close my eyes and breathe deeply. I hate the sound of latex gloves. Spread my legs? Yeah, sure. Is that enough? Okay, good. I'm really trying to relax, I promise. It just feels so weird with you examining my pussy. I mean, I really do want you to do everything you can to help me, doctor. Yeah, lube would probably make it feel easier. Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry I pulled away. I just wasn't expecting you to, you know, finger me. No, of course. No, I realize that you need to examine the insides. I won't pull away again, I promise. No, it feels okay. More than okay, actually. That's good? Okay, great. Yep, yeah, I'm closing my eyes and relaxing. Don't worry, I'm following your directions. So everything feels normal? Well, that's good. So, where do we go from here? Really? You can ultrasound my pussy? Wow, I had no idea. So... How would you do that? An ultrasound stick? So, Do we schedule an appointment or right now? No, that's great. I mean, I want you to help me stop squirting as soon as possible, so it's really great actually. It can hurt. Thanks for the offer, but I try to avoid painkillers. Yeah, it probably could help me relax. I guess I can take one if you think it's for the best. Do you maybe have some water for me? Thanks. Yep, I'll wait right here while you go and get the machine. Oh, you're back. Hi. So, how do we do this exam? You need me to bend over the bed? Okay. No, you are the doctor after all. I guess I'll just have to trust you. Am I in the right position now? Oh, okay. I'll just lay my head down. I promise to relax. I'm closing my eyes and I'm taking a deep breath. I'm actually feeling a bit sleepy, so it's fine. You're starting the insertion? It's fine. It's bigger than I expected. Thanks for warming it up for me. No, I'm not falling asleep. I'm just resting. It doesn't hurt actually. Just a bit when you put it in, but now it feels kind of nice. I guess painkillers really was a good idea. Oh, is the exam already ending? I must have drifted off there for a bit. I'm so sorry. I was up really late last night, but I still can't believe I just fell asleep like that. Wow, my legs feel all shaky. Do you mind if I just lay down on the cot? Thanks. What's that witness? Is it Luke? That was me? Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't make you uncomfortable. So, did you manage to find what's making me squirm? Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry for swearing. I was just really hoping you could help me, doctor. It's not over yet? It would help if you could see it. I mean, it probably looks exactly the same as when anyone squirts. I'm not really sure what difference it would make. No, of course I want you to help me. I'm just not even sure how it would show you. I could act it out, maybe? You need to see the whole process? But I really don't know how to show you. Well, it usually happens when I'm being fingered, but it's never happened when I finger myself. Maybe I could bring my boyfriend for a follow-up visit. You want to try? Wouldn't that be kind of weird? I mean, you're old enough to be my dad. Also, I'm not sure it would work. I still feel really tired. I mean, yeah, sure. As a doctor, you've seen it all. Yeah, okay. Okay, so what do you want me to do? Do I just lay here and try to relax? I think I can do that. Oh, you're starting. This feels so weird. Oh God, I'm getting really wet. I'm so sorry, doctor. This is so embarrassing. Oh. No, I know, this is strictly professional. I'm really trying not to enjoy this. I promise. Really, really close. I won't be able to stop myself. I have to stop this. I can't. Doctor, please. I really don't want to squirt on you. Oh, okay, I'll try to relax. It feels so much. Doctor, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm so sorry, doctor. I can't believe I just squirted on you. Oh my God. Can I get you a towel or something? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're all wet. You see now why this is such a big problem for me. Tell me, doctor, please, how can I stop this? You think my contraceptives are making me squirt? But I'm not on any. No, I never tried Plan B. I've never actually let anyone come inside me, so I've never needed it. You really think Plan B could stop me from squirting? Okay, I guess I'll try it then. But what happens if it doesn't help? Yeah, a follow-up visit sounds like a good idea. When can you squeeze me in?